This is part 10, the final installment of a 10-part series describing and profiling the different Asara Harugei Malchus who were murdered brutally by the Romans in a period commencing from 70 AD around the construction or the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and concluding around 130 AD, 60 years later, during the Bar Kokhba failed rebellion and the destruction and the defeat of Beitar. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinai, a very interesting figure because he bridges the two groups of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva trained and taught and lost 24,000 Talmidim and then trained in his second act, in his second stage of his career, five Talmidim who changed the Torah world, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinai was a bridge. He was part of that original group. He didn't die in the plagues or in the destruction. He was a Asara Harugei Malchus. He wasn't part of that 24,000 group of Talmidim who died. And then we see him interacting with some of Rabbi Akiva's later Talmidim. In particular, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai speaking about him. So we have scenes of him with earlier Talmidim. Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi. So he's part of that earlier stage. And then we see him interacting with some of the later Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He's someone who had fasted his entire life. From the age of 12, he was known to be someone who was fasting till he died. In fact, the day he died was purported to be Shabbos. And the Talmidim here again, and that's what makes these stories so riveting. In almost every instance, we have a conversation with the Rebbe and the Talmidim, or a Rebbe and the executioner, sometimes both. And for some reason, they asked him, do you want to have something to eat before you die? And it was a strange question for the Talmidim to ask, knowing that he had fasted his whole life. Maybe he was very hungry, because he had fasted so long. But you would expect that it would seem like a very strange question to ask someone who would have been accustomed to fasting to purify himself. And then, presumably, this last day, he'd want to fast and ascend to Shemayim in that pure state. But he answers them in a very interesting way. Ad ata hisanesi, till this stage I fasted, and I don't know where I'm going in Shemayim, and you want me to eat and drink. And this is another one of the stories of Gedolim, of people that live these incredibly, incredibly righteous lives, who yet were worried about the transition to the next world and which path they would take. They say the same about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Vilna Gaon was shivering on his bed. People that live such a high standard of living scrutinize their life and their even limited failures in ways that sometimes boggle our own imagination. And then, of course, he starts making Kiddush, and he finishes with the word Vayikadesh, and he's killed at that point. And the Baskol comes out and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Hanina, that you're a soul ascended to Shemayim, Yatsa Nishmascha Bekidusha, because he said the word Vayikadesh. And this puts him into the same set or the same profile as Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who are going to one day. So I'm not sure whether it's coincidental. It may just be that the Romans were very insistent on defeating Shabbos, not just defeating Talmud Torah, and therefore they plan some of these executions Friday. This is obviously before Christianity overtakes Rome, so Friday is just as symbolic for Rome as Sunday is, but there's something about Friday and the transition to Shabbos, which was particularly attractive to some of the Romans for points of execution. He had studied the world of Kabbalah with Rabbi Akiva. He's not one of the four about whom the Gemara speaks in Chagiga that were Nichnas Lepardes, but he's certainly studying Kabbalah with Rabbi Akiva. And there's an interesting story, which is a very Rabbi Akiva-like story, in which he spends 12 years away from his wife learning in Rabbi Akiva's house. So he followed the example of his Rebbe, and he receives a letter from his wife that his daughter is now ready to get married. So he returns, and according to the story, he wanted to stay and learn. Rabbi Akiva found out and ordered him back. He goes back to the city, and he doesn't recognize the city. He doesn't recognize where he lives because he's been away for so long, and that's just the literary he was to Talmud Torah, that he had left his past entirely, doesn't know who his daughter is. And he sits by the side of the well in a Yaakov-like fashion, waiting to determine the identity of his daughter. And he overhears people referring to a woman as Bas Chachinai, as the daughter of the house of Chachinai. So he realizes this is his daughter, and he follows her home. And his wife was so surprised to see him after so many years that she dies from shock. And he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he resurrects her. So essentially, this is one of the stories in Chazal where members of Chazal are given resurrection capacity. And certainly those who are involved in the world of mysticism and mystical activity, so they're given the power, like Eliyahu or like Elisha, and particularly Elisha, not Eliyahu, but like Elisha, to create Tchias HaMeisim. In line with his life that was partially influenced by the world of mysticism, he is said to be buried in the Kever of Shem Va'ever, in the cave of Shem Va'ever in Tzfat, which is obviously the second most important Mi'ara in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly one that has mystical components. Just to share two interesting statements of his. One interesting Tosefta, which describes the relationship between disloyalty to a friend and disloyalty to Hashem theologically. Ein adam kofer ba'amito ad shekofer bi'ikar. It's a very, very intriguing statement. It could be read multiple ways. The direct reading is that until a person rejects Hashem, he'll be less likely to reject and act disloyally to a friend. As if the preliminary stage towards betraying friends is betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A deeper way to read this statement is that part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be based on friendship and loyalty, not only passion, theology, faith, but also just loyalty to a friend based on the Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, that Hashem is Nikra Re'ah, and that being a good friend, V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, can serve as a portal, not just to Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom, but to Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveru. It's an interesting Tosefta in the name of Rabbi Chanina Ben Chachinai. And another statement about time management, which we have in Masechas Avos, Hamafana Libo L'Batal, a person who spends his whole time idling and wasting time, Reitzim is Chayiv B'Nafsho, you're Chayiv, the death penalty, because you're squandering a resource, namely time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested you with. So it's an important statement, a very hyperbolic statement, and obviously not to one who just wastes time through neglect, but someone who's Mefana Libo, who intends to waste time. But it's certainly an important statement in today's world of diversion and entertainment about the importance of utilizing time properly.